that he's poor man, he have a lot of kids, and I feel sorry for him, and he promised me he's not coming back. He said, كَذَبَكَ وَسَيَعُودُ. He's a liar. He's coming back. So the second night, Abu Huraira was watching, because the Prophet said he's coming. They trusted the word of the Prophet. Do you know if the Prophet said he's coming, that means he's coming. Again in the middle of the night, everything is quiet, dark, and Abu Huraira sees somebody coming and I put you. So please, you see, I have a lot of kids and I don't have a job. Complaining. Abu Huraira feels bad again. Say, okay, go. He let him go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what happened. Abu Huraira went to make Salat al-Fajr and the Prophet told him, Abu Huraira, ما فعل أسيرك البارحة. Hey, what happened to this man you caught last night? Say, he said this and that and... He's a liar. كذبك وسيعود. He's a liar and he's coming back. So Abu Huraira, wow. This man is... You don't want to give up, you don't want to stop. Okay. He was watching for him again, and indeed the man came again for the third night. So Abu Huraira said, this time I'm not going to let you go. I'm going to take you to the Prophet. See, let's make a deal, all right? Because he could not give him the same story again. But he said, let me go and I will teach you words which Allah will benefit. Benefit you with it. إذا أويت إلى مضجعك فقرأ آية الكرسي فإنه لا يزال عليك من الله حافظ ليلتك هذه حتى تصبح. He say, what about you, let me go and I will teach you something that Allah will benefit you with it. And Abu Huraira was so concerned about knowledge. So he said, okay, I let you go, what you going to teach me? He said, when you go to sleep, recite Ayat al-Kursi, Surah number 2, verse number 255. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. If you do so, Allah will send a guard, a watcher over you. He will watch over you this night until the morning, and no shaitan can get closer to you the whole night. So now when Abu Huraira went for Salat al-Fajr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what happened Abu Huraira? What happened last night? He said, Prophet of Allah, he claimed he's going to teach me something which is good for me. He said, what? He said to me that when you go to sleep, recite Ayatul Kursi, that Allah will protect you until the morning and no shaitan will touch you the whole night. What did the Prophet say? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, صدقته وهو كذوب. He told you the truth, but he's a liar. Abu Huraira, أتدري من تخاطب منذ ثلاث. The information he gave you is correct, although he's a liar. Abu Huraira, do you know who you've been talking with for the last three nights? He said, Allah and His Messenger knows this. Allah and His Messenger knows this. He said, ذَاكَ الشَّيْطَان. What you were talking with for the last three nights is a shaitan, a real shaitan. Because the shaitan has the ability to change his form from the way that Allah created him to a different form. So he came in a form of a man, okay? And the Prophet ﷺ said, صدقك, the information he gave you is true, but he is a liar, because he said that he has kids, he is a poor, he is, okay? So this is one of the things that we can protect ourselves in our houses when we go to sleep. Read Ayat al-Kursi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a protector over you the whole night. No shaitan will touch you. We should teach our kids. Let them know the sunnah. And for the little kids who could not read or anything like this, that we should protect them. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make protection for Al-Hassan wal-Hussein, his grandson. The little, they don't know, okay? And he used to say, أَعُوذِكُمَا بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ وَهَامَّ وَكُلِّ عَيْنٍ لَامَّ. And later the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read the two calls on them, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So if your kid is little, they don't know how to say Ayatul Kursi, so you should read on them, and you read قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ as protection for your kid. Since we have 9 minutes left, according Brother Musa, one thing before the time goes, because we have a lot of things to do in our houses about protecting our houses from the shaitan. So we mention about when you enter, when you eat, when you sleep with your wife, when you go to sleep. One of the things for protection from the shaitan in our houses, take out all these hang pictures on the wall, and special if you have a dog. Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had informed us that the malaika, the angels, they don't enter a house has a picture or a dog. Okay? So when in the absence of the angels, plenty room for the shaitan to be in. Okay? And now it doesn't matter if this picture is the picture of your grandfather, or the picture of the imam, or the picture of the president, or the half picture, full picture, whatever it is, all these hanging things on the wall need to come down, except if a nature, like water flowing, mountains, trees, things like this. But anything has a soul, fish, bird, human being, you could not have this picture. Otherwise, the angels is not going to be in your house. The same thing with dogs. If you have a dog, the watching dog, this is a different story, that you really have to have this dog, and you should have it outside in the yard, not in your house inside. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a man eating with his left hand. He said to him, "Kul bi yaminik." Eat with the right hand. Okay? And talking about the lecture that we talked today about in the Islamic Center, talking about avoiding the extremes. This is one of the things that some people, they make a big thing out of it, you understand? Say, brother, so what is the big thing about eating with the right hand or the left hand? Allah who created my left hand, He's the one who created my right hand, and you understand, it's not a big thing. Don't make a big thing out of it. And we call this avoiding the extreme. This not so, because this is a serious issue. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَأْكُلُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَأْكُلُ بِشِمَالِهِ. Indeed, the shaitan eats with his left hand. And we've been forbidden to imitate the kafirun or imitating the shaitan. Alright? So imitation of the shaitan is a serious issue. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one time he saw a man eating with his left hand. He said to him, eat with your right hand. He said, لا أستطيع. قال ما استطعت. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, eat with your right hand. So if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam admonished the man about this, and we come to advise a brother about eating with the right hand, say, you guys making it so big. So what's the big thing? The one who created my right hand is the one who created my left hand. This analysis, you could not use it in the deen. Okay? No, don't do this. So this man, the Prophet told him, eat with the right hand. He said, I could not. He said, you never can, ever. And the man was not able to raise his hand anymore. مَا مَنْعَهُ إِلَّا كِبْرٍ. He was arrogant. He don't want to accept the instruction from the Prophet. He can, but because he was so arrogant, he said, I could not. So the Prophet said to him, you may never be able to do so. And indeed it happened immediately, the man was not able to raise his hand anymore. One of the issues that protecting our houses from the shaitan, we need to wake up before sunrise and wake up our families, our kids, our wives. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informing us, when one of us goes to sleep, يعقد الشيطان على قافية رأس أحدكم ثلاث عقد يضرب على كل واحدة ويقول عليك ليل طويل فارقم. When you go to sleep, the shaitan will tie three nuts over your head and say, you have a long night to sleep, go and tie, oh, go sleep, make sure. He makes sure that what? If you're snoring until sunrise, he don't want you to get up for tahajjud. What? Tahajjud? What is this, brother? Tahajjud? Oh, yeah, I think I read this term in one of these Islamic books. Tahajjud? Brother, you coming to talk about tahajjud? Some Muslims, they do not even make salah. Now, what are you coming to tell me, wake up during the night and make salah? You guy, what's wrong with you? All right, no problem. Forget about tahajjud now. Can at least get up before sunrise? Again. All right. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been questioned about a man who slept until sunrise. He said, ذاك رجل ذال الشيطان في أذنه. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. This man, he went, asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about a person who slept until sunrise. He didn't make salah until Fajr is out. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he replied that this man, the shaitan, had bee in his ear. You see? You shouldn't let your ear be a toilet for the shaitan. You don't want the shaitan to be inside your ear. Okay? You need to protect yourself and your house from the shaitan. And as many things, brothers, I can tell you about to protect yourself from your house from the shaitan. But one issue before the time finish, the devil box. We need to do something about the devil box. What you call it, TV. Okay? And for a simple reason. You remember this hadith? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day was in his house and with two girls playing the dove. Okay? And Abu Bakr Siddiq, he came and he was angry and he said, what? Anybody know? I'll pay $1 for this answer now. I know, I promise, I'll give you a quarter, brother, okay? But this will give you $1. Anybody remember the hadith? What did Abu Bakr, the statement Abu Bakr made when he came and he see these two girls playing the dove? What did he say? Go ahead. It's close enough, but not is the answer. Jazakallah khairan. Anybody remember? Anybody? أمزمار الشيطان في بيت رسول الله أمزمار الشيطان في بيت رسول الله. The sound, the flute of the shaitan, the voice of the shaitan in the house of Rasulullah. So Abu Bakr Siddiq, he knows that music is the sound of the shaitan, is produced by the shaitan and from the shaitan. That means the Muslims, they have to avoid it and stay away from it. Playing it, buying it, selling it, teaching it, commercialize it, whatever it is, anything dealing with music. The hadith is clear in Sahih al-Bukhari. There is other hadith, okay? But we're talking about this one. What did the Prophet put to him? He didn't say, no, Abu Bakr, don't tell them this. Or what you're saying is not true. But he said, leave them alone. Why?
فإن لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا.
Abu Bakr, leave them alone, because every people they have a feast, and today is our feast. So what's the exception, okay, because with Eid, with the day of Eid, feast. So it's allowable because Eid, but not in all time, okay? If the statement been made by Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was not correct, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first will correct him. And he will tell him, who gave you the authority to call this the mizmar of the shaitan? You are not right about this, Abu Bakr. But that means he agrees with his statement, but he show him why we allow this. Okay? It's because Eid. But we could not, we have only two Eid, brothers. Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. But we could not have Eid and parties every night. From 6 o'clock until you go to sleep. This devil box, if doesn't produce anything except this music, you are already bringing the shaitan inside your house. You are already calling the, giving the shaitan the opportunity to breathe and to lay eggs inside your house. Music. Okay, so we need to cut this sound of the shaitan, not to have it be called in our houses. Music, all musical instruments are forbidden in Islam except duf. And duf is allowable only in marriage and Eid. And special occasion. Okay? No is not the drum. No is not the drum. It's doof. Doof, let me call it, because it's not the tambourine also, alright? This circle that made out of wood, and you pull this skin over it, this it. Other than this, no. This big drum, al-kuba, is forbidden. The one that has this, what you call, cymbal, that's made out of metal, because you have a doof, and in the end of it you found what? This thing that makes it, this doesn't, you could not use this. The doof that we're talking about is exists of two things, a piece of wood like a circle, and a piece of the stomach of a goat, animal, whatever is boiled on it, and dry. And now you can hit it like this. Okay? This is the only instrument allowable in Islam and not allowable every day. And the subject is not about music, but only I mention this issue because this is one of the serious shaitan that been permitted in the Muslim house and been approved by many parents. They brought the things inside their houses. Therefore, inshallah, we should, if we could not get rid completely from the devil box, at least have some control over it. And the devil box doesn't give you anything except a shaitanic thing. Nakedness, free mixing between the two sex, disbelief, doesn't tell you anything about Islam or Allah. The more you devote yourself, the more that you are short in zikrullah. And therefore, you find the shaitan always laying eggs in your house. And this is the reason we can find arguments and debates and discipline problems between the husband and the wife and the children. Therefore, we have to try our best to, inshallah, to have some kind of moderation at least about this thing. And by the way, I have a special tape only dedicated talking about TV, and you should, if you're thinking or considering to know more about it, you should get this tape so you can see the destruction. I think the brother here, he has a copy of it, and I think Musa also has a copy, okay? So you can know how much it serious
this thing is and it shouldn't be in a Muslim house. Indeed, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the subject can be covered in more than this, but let me remind you about one thing. It's very simple. When we argue, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he says if two people arguing together, said, indeed I know a word. If he said, Allah will remove whatever he has in him. If he said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. So please, when there is argument and debate in the house, try to remember to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Indeed, Allah has created shaitan from fire. And what brought off the fire is the water. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended for us that when we get angry, because anger is from the shaitan, that we go and make wudu. Don't let the debate and the argument heated between you and your wife. Don't let this argument happen. Say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Try to sit down, try to make wudu. There is many different ways that we can protect ourselves as well as our houses from the shaitan. It's a matter of going open the book, listening to some tapes, attending classes and lectures, and learn more so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bless us to protect ourselves and our children and our houses from our clear enemy. Inna shaytana lakum adu, fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Indeed, the shaytan is an open enemy for you. Take him as enemy. Allah.